Hi everyone, and welcome to our Walk With Us Student Health and Wellbeing Guide reflection for week 23rd to the 28th of January. Our topic today is understanding and combating the imposter syndrome. Our message really is try to limit yourself to an imposter moment, not an imposter life. So, have you found yourself questioning or doubting whether you belong or are able for the work or the success of college? Do you listen to a nagging voice that tells you that other students are more capable or cleverer than you are, and it won't be long until you are caught out as a fraud? Well, the truth is, you may be suffering from imposter syndrome. Yes, it is a real thing, and we can all be prone to suffering from it. For some of us, it will be a small problem. But for others, it can really take a grip and hamper our overall mental health and well-being. But don't despair, it can be treated. Imposter syndrome is the feeling that you have got something that you did not earn or deserve, which then leads to you doubting whether you achieve and having a constant fear of being exposed as a fraud. In some cases, the imposter syndrome voices can get louder at the mention of positive feedback, which totally discredits any belief in one's work or ability. Valerie Young, an internationally recognized expert on imposter syndrome, has identified five particular types associated with the syndrome. See if you can see any of them in yourself. These are: 1, the perfectionist, who needs to have every element done exactly right. 2, the expert, who needs to know everything. 3, the natural genius, who needs to get it right first time. 4, the soloist, who needs to achieve everything by themselves. And 5, the superperson, who needs to manage all roles perfectly. When you do not reach the particular expectations associated with each of these types, then feelings of imposter and fraud can arise. The important step to maintain your health and well-being will be to learn to recognize when you are struggling with imposter syndrome and to then take the relevant action to help you treat it. Our OTC top 3 self-care tips and techniques for this. 1, acknowledge how you feel, but learn to control your feelings by changing your mindset. Most importantly, acknowledge how you feel, but learn to control those feelings, as feelings are the last to change. Be attentive to your negative talk. When you hear yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, they will figure that out soon enough, or I will never be as good as my peers, they must see that. Stop immediately and acknowledge your feelings and take a moment. Then you need to reframe your thinking by concentrating your thoughts on what you are doing well. Look at all your strengths and acknowledge them instead. Remind yourself you're moving through your degree, that all your completed tasks to date are proof of that and can't be undone. Tell yourself that it is a learning journey. Reframe your failures as opportunities to learn and grow. Adopting this growth mindset is a lengthy journey, but it will help release you from the imposter syndrome. By avoiding concentrating on what you have not completed or achieved or even failed at, you will then leave space and time to celebrate your actual accomplishments. This is an extremely important and valuable activity for your own health and well-being, which will free you from the control or fear of being a fraud. 2, learn that your best is best enough. Common traits among people who suffer from imposter syndrome are perfectionism and a personal pressure to succeed. If you find that you overprepare, procrastinate, or are never satisfied with your work because you feel your work will never be good enough, take a moment to stop and step away and look at your own expectations. It is then you need to ask yourself if you know what your best is, what that looks like, and more importantly, that it is good enough. Your aim in life, and in particular in college, needs to focus on giving your best and not obsessing with doing everything perfectly. It is essential to allow yourself to do well enough. The real learning is in letting yourself grow and learn in every way, regardless of the learning experiences. This will mean letting go of the need for perfectionism and the desire to know everything and succeed at everything. In this way, your learning journey will not be focused solely on achievements. Remember, it is also essential to not take yourself too seriously. This will allow you to laugh at yourself more, practice humility, and prevent you from being held captive to the need or fear associated with needing to know or get everything right every time. Number three, know you are not alone by reaching out. Imposter syndrome flourishes in isolation. It might feel like you're the only one feeling the way you are, but you are not. And when you reach out to others, you will realize this more. Sharing how you feel with others will help you to work through some of your irrational beliefs and not let them fester in your own head. Sharing is freeing, but be mindful of who you share with. By talking to trusted individuals and or professionals who can help you to see how far you have come and how much you have achieved. Working with a trained professional can be very helpful in unpacking long-held feelings of imposter syndrome. In doing so together, you can both determine which of your fears are legitimate and which ones really do not deserve the energy or space you're giving them in your head. If you want to learn anything more about this topic, take the time to listen to the TED Talk link provided in the email. Remember, if you want to check in, need support and or guidance, please take a moment, reach out and contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. Also, Spectrum Life can be contacted directly and you will instantly have access to a range of supports and services, including a 24/7 counselling service. To register or use their services, click on the link in the email. Thank you again for listening today. You're not alone. Take care of yourself.